And I had been in the Peace Corps, and so I knew that the situation in Africa was dire because of public health needs there. You know, I watched all kinds of very troubling things when I was there, and I just knew that way in which the virus was spreading, that I should go. I should do some reporting. So I went to South Africa at the AIDS conference in 2000, which was a kind of important moment in the history of HIV and AIDS, because for the first time a conference went to the Southern Hemisphere, to the global South. And of course, South Africa had an incredible problem with HIV. It was spreading so rapidly, and of course, Nelson Mandela was the president then. He came to the conference and gave this heart-rending speech, because his own son had HIV. And he said something like, "We all are living with HIV." You know, I was crying. Everyone around me is crying. But at the conference, my way in was I taught yoga. So I had these workshops for, all kinds of people, nurses and doctors and activists, some people with HIV and other people who were part of the healthcare world, and they were from everywhere. And it was just, I loved it. And it was jammed. And they said, "Oh, can you do another class? Because we have so many people that want to do this." And so I did another class, and then I was there for a month or more, and doing workshops with various groups of people. And that was seminal for me. And then I came back, and then I went to Thailand and India and Vietnam. It's nothing like teaching yoga in India to like social workers. I had this, thing. And then I also taught yoga with some young men who were sex workers, but they were also activists, because they were going out and handing out condoms and things. And so, it was the sweetest thing, because when I spoke whatever little Sanskrit that I knew, Sura Namaskar, whatever, they would start giggling, he knows,
yeah,
he
knows.
And yeah. And it was like on a concrete floor. There was no mats. And I think when you teach to people who are really desperate and need of care, it's transforming, because I had the medications eventually, of course, and I would go places and they didn't.
Yeah.
And that was so heartbreaking. And I remember in South Africa, some young man wanted to see the medication. He wanted to look at it, this tiny little pill that enabled me to have a future. And he didn't know.
Yeah, that must be hard to carry.
It was, yes. The book really was emotionally difficult to write. And I carried it with me. And I remember some therapists and people saying, "Wow, you're carrying all these people's stories." Because I interviewed hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. And so I just took all this stuff in, but yoga enabled me to keep going,